Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Wednesday, November 19th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Just a quick update. The survey to help improve this show is now open. I am giving a $20 Amazon e-gift card to the first 10 people who fill out the survey on how I can improve the show. I am down 5 of them so far, which means there are 5 more left. If you would like to participate, please use the link in the show notes, or you can go to the link on my Instagram bio and fill out the survey from there. If you have filled out the survey, please know I have sent you your Amazon gift card, so check your email. You should have gotten it already. I'd like to take a moment to mention that I'm thinking about doing an episode just about what I've learned as a result of the feedback you listening give me through these surveys, which are incredibly helpful. Everyone listens on different devices in different ways and different modalities while you're doing different activities, and what you're trying to get out of the show is different as well. You are not all the same profession. You are not all content creators. You are not all social media marketers. It's a wide variety of people. And so that information helps me to figure out how I can make the show better. Okay, we're going to get into today's news, which includes a tip from the head of Instagram about how to go viral on Instagram Reels from a recent interview that he did. It also includes a clip from the head of Instagram talking about how to use the collabs feature when you collaborate with someone else and how to get the biggest boost possible from the collab feature. We'll also have a quick update about TikTok and AI, and then we'll hear from Lauren at the YouTube Creator Insider team talking about some new improvements that they're working on around creator controls and AI-enhanced comment reply suggestions. All of that and more on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with a clip from the head of Instagram on a recent podcast interview he did where he talked about how the Instagram algorithm works and how you can use that to quote-unquote go viral. That's not really how things ever work, but here's the clip.
There are two sides to how ranking works for organic content. There's one side, which is for the accounts that follow you. So everyone who's followed you, we're trying to find as many of them as possible who are interested in your post and to show them that content. So when they open up Instagram, we look at that post and all the other posts they could see, and we rank them based on relevance. Then there's the unconnected side. So we try to go out and find people who don't follow you, who might love and be interested in your content. And the way that works is kind of like an audition system. We try to make sure every piece of content that's public, that's trying to reach a lot of people, gets a minimum number of views. And then if it does really well, we broadcast that piece of content to more unconnected accounts. Right. And if it does well again, it graduates again. So it's almost like a competition. If it does better than everything else, continue to get promoted and promoted and promoted, which is how you can see content from very small accounts go very viral sometimes.
Okay, I just came across that clip, which is why I put it into the show, but I am going to go back and listen to that entire podcast. If you want that unconnected reach where he's talking about people who don't follow you seeing your content, the best way to do that is to use trial reels. If you're not experimenting with trial reels, I highly recommend it. Okay, let's go on to the next clip, which is the head of Instagram explaining about how to use collab posts and how to take advantage of a hack to get a little bit more reach. I'll just say the hack right up front, which is to let the person who has more followers post the collab and add the person who has less followers as a collaborator. Interestingly, you can have up to 5 people collaborate on a post on Instagram, although Adam was unsure about that number, so you'll hear him actually verify it. I didn't know either, so to be fair, I wasn't aware. Here's the clip.
One of my favorite features on Instagram is collabs, which you might know about, but you might not. If you don't, it's a great feature to use if either you're collaborating with somebody else to create a piece of content, or if you're just trying to reach both sets of followers. And the way you do it is when you're posting something, you can go to tag, and then you can actually invite a collaborator. And then the post will be as if it came from both accounts, not just one account. You can actually have up to 3 collaborators. Is it 3 or 5? 5 collaborators at this point. Small pro tip, though, is this shouldn't be the case, but still, for now, the initiator is the most important in terms of reach. So have the largest account, if you're trying to maximize reach, initiate the collaboration. Check it out. Let me know what you think. More to come. Peace.
Okay, let's move on to the TikTok news. And I actually think this is very significant. The team at TikTok has made a new blog post all about AI content and some of the updates around it. They say that in the coming weeks, they're starting to test a new AI-generated content control in their Manage Topics feature to empower people to choose how much AI-generated content they want to see in their For You feeds. If you're not familiar, within TikTok, there is a section called Manage Topics, which is in your settings, and it allows you to customize your For You feed to see more or less of the content that you like. And the top slider is AI-generated content. You have the option to see more or less of it based on your choice. When you move the slider, it says, this type of content typically includes posts created or edited with AI. Adjusting this may apply to all topics. And then you can say, got it. I really like this feature. I think this is very smart and hoping that more platforms do something similar. Now, the next question is, how does TikTok know that that content is AI generated? Interestingly, they say that they're going to start adding invisible watermarks to AI generated content made with TikTok tools like AI Editor Pro and content uploaded with the C2PA content credentials. These watermarks that they're going to add will help them label content more reliably and give them more context around changes made to content. So this way, they'll be able to identify the AI content and you can choose whether or not you want to see it based on your personal preferences. Very smart. If you want to read more about that, I will link to it in the show notes so you can check it out for yourself. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some new YouTube features, including one that I actually like called Speech to Song. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's continue with the YouTube news. The team at YouTube has a new feature called Speech to Song, where you have the opportunity to record your voice and YouTube will make that using AI into 5 different versions of songs that you can choose for your videos. I actually think this is creative, very silly, and very fun. Here's a clip that explains how this works. The clip I'm about to play is a video, so the audio doesn't really do it justice, but I'm gonna try. I'll link to the video so you can watch it for yourself.
Isn't it almost cuffing season? I know you're looking for that new date spot.
Isn't it almost cuffing season?
Isn't it almost cuffing season? Isn't it almost cuffing season? I know you're looking for that new date spot.
Okay, hopefully that gives you a little bit of an idea of what's going on here, but there are multiple song options that you can choose from. I think this is a very creative thing. Okay, let's move on to the YouTube news from the Creator Insider team. Here's Lauren talking about AI comments that they've added and some other things that they've done to improve the shopping experience on YouTube.
What's up, Insiders? I'm Lauren, a program manager working on our product team here at YouTube and the producer of Creator Insider. Now, let's talk about some shopping updates. In July, we launched more creator controls for timestamps, offering easier ways to add, edit, and delete them in a new drag and drop tool, and clearly surfacing restrictions and limitations to creators, like the 60-second max duration. The goal was to give creators greater flexibility and control over their content and to improve understanding of feature limitations. Now, we're further improving product timestamps on mobile for videos. Currently, product banners are timed with content and context of a video, allowing viewers to watch and shop simultaneously as creators share product recommendations. We heard feedback that timestamps can, at times, be disruptive for viewers on mobile by obstructing the content. So we're improving the experience. For mobile portrait mode, videos with timestamps will not have banners, but instead a shelf that expands below the video. This will be available for videos viewed on mobile. To minimize disruption, the shelf will stay open during gaps between product timestamps and will continue to show the most recent product until the next one appears. Moving on. Last year, we began experimenting with updated AI-enhanced comment replies that gave creators editable suggestions in their own tone and style. The goal was to make it easier for creators to engage with their viewers via comments. We're happy to announce that we're expanding this feature to more creators on Studio Mobile, Main App Mobile, and Studio Web. Suggestions are available in the 100-plus languages supported by YouTube Comments. And you may see comment reply suggestions in multiple languages if you have a history of replying in multiple languages. Comment reply suggestions are completely optional and editable before posting. Simply tap the suggestion to edit before replying. Let us know if you have any questions. And that's it for this week. From the creators of YouTube to YouTube creators, we'll see you next week.
Okay, that's it for today's news. If you want to help improve the show, please go to the link in my Instagram bio at Daniel Hill Media, or you can use the link in the show notes to go to the survey where you can give your feedback on how I can make the show better. I would really appreciate it. Thank you so much. If you want to hear me talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media, you can listen after the music for Wednesday Waffle. As always, thank you for listening.
Let me tell you a couple things that you should know about me. A product manager, but do not have a bachelor's degree. But actually, that's factually a fraction of me. Another fraction's posting content, irregular and irrationally. Still probably won't get a job at the Grammar.
They forgot, they don't know, or don't care who I am. Ooh. That's why you never see me at the parties and events. My lack of followers must make me irrelevant. Yeah. Don't have a course, a book to sell to make a bag of grand. Not a social media marketer, don't represent any brands. Plain to see, don't have an agency, but I got a lot of spam. Just putting in the work without the glitz and glam. Won't catch me eating fish unless it's shrimp or clam. No six pack, no risk, that there's a gym card in my hand. Don't have a full time job, but I got a lot of plans. Stay plotting, dropping knowledge on TikTok and Instagram.
Oh, hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about something else. I'd like to talk about an app that I've been having a lot of fun with lately, and you might be interested in it too. So my friends all play fantasy football. I don't watch football. I don't really like sports, so I don't get involved in fantasy football, although I have played once or twice and just kind of picked players at random because I don't know who they are. But the idea for this app that I've been using is fantasy football, but instead of players, it's songs. And you pick songs based on categories and everyone votes on them. It's called Music League. And you could make a category like your favorite song from the year you graduated high school, or your favorite song to get dressed to, or your favorite song from a movie, or whatever. You can create the categories and then people will join your league, submit songs. The songs then get made into a Spotify playlist that everyone can listen to, and then you can all vote on the songs and you get 10 points or whatever amount of points the league commissioner decides upon, but you get 10 points that you can use to distribute accordingly to the songs that you like. So if someone picked a song on that playlist and you loved it and you wanted to give it 8 points, you certainly can. And then you can distribute those other couple of points to songs that you like. However you want to do it, it's up to you. You get 10 votes. And then you can see a leaderboard of the people who have been submitting songs that the league likes. I personally am not good at that part. No one else seems to like the songs that I pick but me, but whatever. Okay, that's fine. Anyway, this app is called Music League. It's for Apple. It's for Google Android devices. It requires Spotify. I haven't seen any link to use Apple Music, but if you try, I think you might even be able to do it with a free Spotify account if you don't have Spotify. I will link to this app on both the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. It's free. It's a lot of fun. If you like music and your friends like music, or you want to make some new friends, you can do that using this app. Highly recommended. Okay, thank you for listening to me talk about something else. You have no idea how gratifying it is to be able to talk about a completely different topic for a minute or two besides social media.